I think
so
Gary
on
the
courtroom observer. Wait, this is the courtroom observer conference call, and this is December 7th, 2016. And I have, well, the only thing I have to report, really, and this, what you guys have already probably heard, is, you know, the Army Corps of Engineers basically told the, you know, the pipeline company they weren't going to give them a permit, and they're saying they don't care, they're going to do it anyway, and so they're also totally ignoring the Treaty of 18 something, and the veterans that arrived, that's pretty cool. I think over 2,000 veterans arrived, and also. The veterans apologized to the Native Americans.
Yes.
For everything that's been done to them, which this is, you know, this is way beyond just protecting their water,
uh-huh.
You know. This is very interesting what's going on. And also, I right before I got on, I saw that there's this big, huge oil leak in North Dakota that's like... I don't know, 5 or 10 football fields or something like that. But I heard they've already had 300 leaks anyway.
I heard that too, but I heard over 200. That was the number I heard, that they just don't report them to the public.
Yeah, and so that, you know, to me it's not a risk of polluting the river. It will, period.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You know, so.
And especially with the fracking.
Right. So this Sunday, I'm meeting with a bunch of people that are fighting the pipeline around here. I'm going to meet some really good key people on who's working on that piece. So, and I'm going to promote National Liberty Alliance while I'm there. So, does anybody have any cases they're working on, or cases of themselves, or people they're helping, or anything to report?
Well, I've been kind of down under the weather here and haven't really been listening to anything, so let me get this straight. So, it was supposed to be December 4th that the Native Americans were supposed to be what? Taken away, like put in jail or something?
I thought it was December 5th that they were supposed to be evicted by the Army Corps of Engineers, and then they changed, you know what I mean? Then the veterans showed up the day before, and then right when the veterans were showing up is when the Army Corps of Engineers said they couldn't do it and they were going to have to find another route, and they're willing to pay a $50,000 a day fine for violating it.
Who is the pipeline company?
Yeah, but you know what? They should be arrested. Really?
Well, they just can't do it. You know, I mean, first of all, the federal government doesn't own land.
Well, we know that, but they but here's the whole thing is that they just do whatever. Oh, you know, they don't honor anything.
They used to just do whatever. I think we're at the tipping point. And,
right, where we're saying the heck with it, you know, you guys,
we're done. You can't do that. And so
yeah,
the Native Americans, are they still there?
Oh, gosh, yes, and a whole bunch of, no, they didn't leave just because the Army Corps of Engineers said that. No, that was just to me like it was a good win for our team, but they, you know, this company is still going to keep going. I don't know. I haven't, because, you know, I get so much information, I kind of forget about other things. But I heard that Trump actually got rid of his financial investments in the pipeline.
Oh, good.
Well, I hope that's true.
Yeah. They can't do it. We're saying no. We're saying, and those people...
Well, people all over the world are withdrawing their money out of the banks that are supporting it.
Because for one thing, the Native Americans, they're a sovereign nation, and just because their burial grounds are 70 miles away doesn't mean that, and they said, oh, well, it's a double wall pipeline and there's a camera in it looking for leaks. Big fat deal. I mean, that doesn't mean that with the fracking that it's not going to break open anyway. And isn't
right,
it the
Ogallala? I know, look at all the sinkholes.
Yeah. Well, isn't it the Ogallala Aquifer that's right above the or under or around the pipeline? Isn't it the big Ogallala Aquifer that it would contaminate?
I don't know about that, but there's a whole bunch, there's like a bazillion people down below it too that would be totally.
And who are they to say no? We're not gonna. I mean, the whole thing just stinks, and I just love the Native Americans for doing that. And I hope we can figure out how that some of us. Is it the American Legions or are the veterans getting together through the American Legion?
I think they're getting together. They're through the militias. There's a lot of militia people who are veterans, and that's how they're doing it.
Because they were cold. I'd like to see about sending blankets or something up there. You know what I mean?
Well, I looked at that, and it sounded like they have enough paraphernalia. It's better just to send them money so that they can figure out. They definitely have way more clothes than they need and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
So I would just send them money because that way they can get whatever they need.
Yeah, I'm going to hold off on that. I don't. Unless I find somebody I know, like from our area, because you never know where your money goes anymore, really.
Well, they have their particular website.
Okay.
Sacred Stone website is helping them.
Yeah.
If you Google Standing Rock, you can go to their website, not some charity website, but their website, and donation button.
We've got the Haskell Indian Institute. It's their college right here about 20 miles from me. And then we've also got the Huron Indians that are here in Wyandotte County and the Wyandotte Indians, and they're still here. And they have powwows and stuff like that. And so I would probably, I don't know. You just, when you hear about Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Clinton stealing all the money from the Haitians,
but no, but this is different. The natives have their own website. They don't have anything to do with the Red Cross or anything, you know. So,
once I get out, I'll look and see what's going on. Thank you for all the details, Laura.
Well, I'm just reporting what I'm getting because I'm, you know, we're having to fight a pipeline around here too. But it wouldn't matter if I didn't. I still want to know what's going on there. Because it's very interesting. Because remember when the Bundys were going through their thing. Not the wildlife refuge, but when their ranch, when all these people were protecting them from the BLM throwing them off their property, the Native people were called in too, and this one Native woman was suggesting that they'd go and help them as well. But I think at the time, I really think there was this attitude with Native when you can't blame them is that now you get to see what it feels like, you know, because that what we did to them right away, you know. So now I think this is a very interesting event that's happening.
Yeah,
it's more than just blocking the pipeline and contaminating the water. It's very interesting.
Yeah, if we stay humble before the Lord, it looks to me like He's trying to use this whole mess, you know, to bring back some parts of. I mean, they're doing this to tear us apart from others, but even with men and women, with the women's lib thing that I was in, I mean, I was in it in the 70s, but I was telling somebody else that I noticed just recently, it came to my attention internally, that there was actually two standoffs in my mind at the Bundy Ranch. first there was the standoff between the globalist international federated agents and the Bundy men, and then there was a standoff between that same group and the Bundy women. When the Bundy, didn't they take their kids and their daughter-in-laws and go out there and stand with the men and say, well, if you're going to shoot them, you're going to shoot us too?
Well, actually, the first people that came to stand in front and protect the family was grandmothers and grandkids.
Okay, see, that's what I mean. Oh, it gives me goosebumps. Yeah, I mean, there was two standoffs there because the men were going to get mowed down just like Mr. Finnicum. But when the women, I mean, us women, the men don't like to hear it, and that's okay. But I think that the Lord's healing things, because what the Bundy women, the grandmas, the kids did was the men were leading like God wants men to do, and the women and children stood they backed them up. And that's the way this whole nation was formed, was, you know, with the family and the men leading and the women having the shotgun standing behind them to take out anybody who came to hurt their men, you know? I don't know. I don't know if I'm even making any sense, but...
Well, anyway, I mean, because what happened initially is those women knew if they did not do it that the Bundys were going to get massacred.
Right.
They knew that, and they just couldn't live with themselves.
Well, there's a story. I think it reminds me of how the nation was built, because my great-great-grandmother, there's some stories in our family about her. My great-great-grandpa, he was the leader, but there's stories about my great-great-grandma, you know, that she was right behind him. She didn't miss a lick. And she was a hero too.
Nice. So did anybody listen to the Monday night call and that paper, that new paper that John put together?
Are we the only ones here?
No, we're not.
No.
But we're the only ones talking, and it looks like the regular talkers aren't even on here. Rick.
North Carolina Rick is here.
Hey. And Mike.
Yeah,
New York,
just listening
Mike.
To you guys. You guys sound good. Just listening to what you guys are talking about.
Oh. Okay.
I got in late yesterday or Monday on the Monday night call, and I didn't know what he was reading. It was halfway through when I got on.
Me too.
Oh, okay. Well, I can actually, it was really good. Let me see. I'm going to go and find it just so you guys, if you go to the website, National Liberty Alliance, it's a really good read, and it's very long. But it, let's see, you go, okay, so you log in. And let me get in here. And you go under grand jury, and you go under docket. That's where all these new documents are. And the one he read was redress of grievances to the governors.
You're echoing again, Laura.
How about that? Does that help? Nope.
Nope.
No, I don't know how to not do that.
You're doubling.
Maybe I'll just...
Yes, I think it was the one to the governor.
Yeah, because the following week he read the one for president-elect.
Yeah, well, the one, it was really good. I mean, it was just really telling it like this. I hope they read it. I don't know what is going on here. Let me see.
Well, the cards are all starting to fall down around Governor Cuomo for New York State.
Really?
They indicted 45 contractors that he had secretly hired, and there's been a funneling of money that was not very, very well done, and it wasn't hidden very well, and they indicted these guys, and now the bunch of them are, the rats are starting to scream around the ship, and come to find out there's hundreds and hundreds of people employed under his cabinet, but he's not paying them under the state of New York. He's using private companies to fund them, to pay them. And it's going to get really, really involved. It's all falling down onto him. And we may not have a governor here in a short time.
Wow. Well, it sure, see, this sounds like the whole thing about even the pipeline, it doesn't have anything to do with the oil or whatever. It has to do with contracts. That's it. All they've been doing is just making contracts here and there, and that's what it sounds like you just explained.
Right.
Because they make so much money on just the contracts. It really has nothing to do with bettering anything.
And that, what it does is it shows that his budget is nowhere near the amount that is actually being paid out. He wants to keep it looking like it's low. But at the same time, it's costing the people, the taxpayers, more and more money to pay these guys.
Yes.
And they're not even aware of it.
Right, exactly.
So.
Well, everything's being exposed.
Absolutely. It's a good time. It's a fun time to be alive. It's a great time to be here. We're here for this time.
We are, aren't we? We came.
Yep.
Yeah, we did.
There's a reason we're here for now. You know, I mean, we could have been here either later or earlier, but we're here now.
Well, we probably were here earlier, too. I think we were here before.
we
came back to finish the job.
Right, anyway. There you go.
Anyway, so if you read, I'm just looking at this paper he put out that he read on Monday night, and it was really good. So
sounded good.
Yeah,
sounded really good.
So if it's all under, if people don't know where to read them, you know, they're under grand jury and then docket, and so you can read everything there. God, I wish I'd quit echoing.
Yeah, which papers? Which papers were they that he read this last Monday?
So you go to National Radio Alliance.
There's a lot of feedback.
I know. I think, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call back in. I'm going to hang up and call back in.
Is there anybody still here?
Okay,
yeah.
How do I sound now?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I think that's better.
Do I sound better? Okay, good. Ugh. So,
I know somewhat, yeah, but it's okay.
I just won't talk very much.
Oh, there it is again. I wonder what that is. Well, anyway.
I don't know. Huh.
Monday night, he read the grievances paper that he was writing to the president-elect.
Well, there's one to the grievance to the president.
That's the one he read Monday night.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like everybody's got feedback, doesn't it?
Yes.
For
some reason or other, I'm not getting any feedback.
I don't hear feedback either.
Yeah, Mike, you sound good.
It happened when certain people were talking.
Yeah, that's what I noticed.
Oh, well, we'll figure it out one of these weeks.
Well, you sound good.
Good.
Well, Rick and Mike, and do you have anything to report?
Not this week. Thank
okay.
God. Had that for the last week.
Okay.
I've got something to report if everybody's not, you know, just this is real quick. But I was getting sued because of something and blah, blah. I won't go into all of it. So anyway, when I got the summons, I sent it back denied. I think I wrote denied for cause. And so I was supposed to have the hearing. And 5 days before the hearing, the attorney wrote a letter. I didn't get it in time, but 5 days before the hearing, the attorney sent me a notice of trial. So I guess they skipped the hearing and then went right to a trial. And I sent... The trial was supposed to take place, or probably did take place, November 21st, but I sent back the notice of trial with my own, like, notice on it, you know, not on it. I'm trying to learn how to say this stuff right. I sent back the notice of trial with my own notice attached to it, but on the notice of trial, I wrote, rejected for cause and for subject matter jurisdiction. And so anyway, now I'm just, it's been like about 2 weeks and I haven't heard back yet, so I'm waiting to see. And that's what I'll be needing to call you about, Laura, is when I need to figure out what my next lawful and legal and constitutional step is.
Well, I mean, I'm sure. I think they have a docket for that on there.
I'm so new to this. I hear you guys talk about dockets. What is that, and where do you find it?
Oh, on nationallibertyandlife.org under grand jury is a menu comes down and it says docket.
Okay.
And then there's a whole bunch of papers on that. So let me see here.
Okay. I'm not online unless I go to the library, and so I'll just have to look at it, you know. But I thought that, well, at least you had, you know, yourself, but I mean I had learned by being attached to the NLA that if we don't want to give our consent to do what I did, and I did, and I put my explanation with it, and it's too much to go into. It's kind of a petty thing that this lawyer was trying to do under the table with me, and I didn't ever give my consent for him to do it, and so I'm not going to pay him for it. And that's where that, you know, that's the long and short of it.
Right. Oh, I see. Okay. Under docket is all this stuff, but also under grand jury, I think you can find templates to print up.
Okay.
Yes, you do. So,
what's the template for? I did.
You have to.
No, go ahead.
You just have to adjust it to, you know, your address and name and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, I'll take a look at it. I did use the affidavit that was on the NLA. Website for a couple different things.
Mm-hmm. Good. The affidavit is evidence, so it The more affidavits, the better.
Okay. Yeah. And then I've got this other thing where, which I'm just going to have to start on it, but I was supposed to get a check from a government agency, and they sent it to the co-owner. And so my half wasn't sent to me. The other co-owner, which is my sister, told them to send the whole thing to her, and they did. And so now I'm going to cut my teeth on this and get my half back from them. They're going to have to get my half. They're going to have to get my half that they gave another person back from that other person and issue it to me, or explain to me by what authority and policy and law, what gave them the authority to give what was legally mine to somebody else. And I've put in already an affidavit on that. But this isn't a court case, but it could turn out to be one. I put in my cover letter explaining what I just said, and then I attached an affidavit to it, and then I attached to that a demand for documentary evidence of who authorized my legal money to go to another person without my knowledge, participation, or consent. And they wouldn't answer. They haven't. I shouldn't say wouldn't. They have not yet given me any documentary evidence, but they're going to have to. Even just with listening to John last night, what I got in on is that agree or deny, and then his statement about show your authority, or however he said it, you know. So anyway, I'm going to be working on that.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, if you know, it doesn't seem like there's people are really having much to share tonight. I'm gonna just close it early tonight if nobody has anything else to say. Going once.
So I got one more for you.
Okay, what?
Did you hear about the so-called the alleged shooting at Hobbit Pizza?
Yes, I did. And he did the classic thing. He laid in the street waiting for the cops to come. And, you know, I felt like that was a false flag because they're so freaked out about the Pizzagate being everywhere that they were trying to make it sound like there really wasn't anything there.
Well, I saw Alex Jones today. He was interviewing one of the people who were there. And it was interesting because they had a videotape, and they showed that they had the crime tape up even before this guy came out of the pizza parlor.
Right. And who was this guy? Was he eating pizza somewhere or what?
Yeah, he said he went in there with his kids and to play some ping pong, whatever that means.
Well, that doesn't mean good things in there.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that it may be, you know, like a kind of a setup, because I noticed that they're always talking about, Comet Pizza. Why hasn't John Podesta stepped up and explained all these WikiLeaks, all this these weird codes and stuff in his emails? You know, why does anybody ask him about this? You know,
because it's true what they're writing, and you know, I've been reading where they haven't seen John Podesta since he announced when he told everybody to go home and go to bed because it was too early to call the election on November 8th, and that was it. Nobody's heard from him since.
Well, I've been following it pretty closely, and what's interesting too is, of course, you know that Andrew Breitbart died at a young age, and there
was
some scuttlebutt going around at that time that you know, he was assassinated or something. And actually,
he was.
Just shortly before he died, he had a tweet about Podesta and pedophilia.
Yep, he did. I know. I saw a video of him confronting somebody and he was really mad about it, too.
And the other thing, did you notice how, for example, quickly Dennis Hastert's thing was covered up, you know, as if it was just a, you know, an anomaly when it wasn't a conspiracy. Now all this stuff is starting to come out now that Dennis Hastert was good friends with John Podesta, even though they were from different parties and stuff.
Yes.
Oh, I don't think I don't think I saw that, but I think that the whole fake false flag at Comet Pizza was so that they could promote all these conspiracy articles and things as fake news, and how detrimental fake news can do to a place.
Right, right.
You know. And,
really,
and my mom was. Huh?
No, go ahead.
My mom was watching, you know, on TV, and they kept saying, and it was public television, they kept saying, these fake news stories, and I kept telling her, these aren't fake, they're not fake. Every time they said they were fake, I'd go, they're not fake. I was just trying to help her, but, you know, they're freaked. They're really freaked.
Oh, definitely. There was I saw some of these pictures of, like, for example, Tony Podesta's artwork. And it's really sick.
It's terrible.
For example, yeah, he had a sculpture hanging from the ceiling of a victim who was killed by Jeffrey Dahmer, who's in this really creepy pose with his head
cut
off.
With no head.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is Tony Podesta's taste in art.
Oh my God.
And I know he's got some really awful looking pictures too, but you know, I've started hearing about or reading or something about how Jeffrey Dahmer was actually part of their group, and he kind of went a little bit rogue, I suppose, but to me they're all serial killers, all of them.
Yeah.
Well, it's starting to go viral. I don't know how much longer they're going to be able to cover this up. And I didn't really listen to the Monday night call. I wanted to bring something up, but I might bring it up tomorrow. Once again, with the New York Police Department. I don't know if you had a chance to read that article. Look, nothing can be proven with regard to this Comet Pizza connection, although it does look very fishy. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that Breitbart interviewed Eric Prince, and Eric Prince, you know, made some allegations about the New York Police Department and their interest in this matter. And that's not something that's going to disappear. Look, with the result of what happened to Gawker, you know, after that lawsuit, and Eric Prince himself, nobody's going to be going around making these kind of false allegations unless there's something to it. So,
because the police have all the codes that pedophiles use, and they're using them.
Right, right.
I mean, they have a whole list of what, and the cops are supposed to look for stuff like that, and those people have it all in their menus and their logos.
Right, right. So I don't know about Comet Pizza, but, you know, this interview with Eric Prince on Breitbart is it's hard to ignore, you know, because they're not going to put themselves out there and be sued for millions or billions of dollars, and neither is Eric Prince. You know, they got too much at stake, you know. So, you know, that's why I said, you know, I think that this would be a great opportunity for the NLA to start educating the police. Here's another interesting thing, too, here, is that I learned from Lydia's case is that the Southern District of New York, all federal courthouses, they have what they call proprietary jurisdiction. Okay, that means that the local police department, you know, like the city of New York, is responsible for all arrests. Now, Lydia and Jason were arrested by Intercon Security. And Intercon Security was the firm that beat down Marcus Mumford. And so it's very fishy what's going on. Now Intercon was supposedly hired by the U.S. Marshals Service to do their dirty work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of interesting connections here. So what I'm saying about proprietary jurisdiction is that the New York police could go into that courthouse and demand access to the grand jury and file a complaint, because they are within the law, they can do that, and the marshals and Intercon Security cannot interfere with them. If they do, then the New York Police Department has every right to arrest them. And, you know, they have the right to arrest everybody in that courthouse for obstruction of justice if they interfere with their access to the grand jury.
Well, that's a good thing. Yeah, that's what you should bring up on the Monday Night Call.
Well, yeah, I'm probably actually going to bring it up tomorrow because
a good thing, yeah.
Yeah, because I think more of the leadership is on a Thursday night call than they are on Monday because I think more the public is on the Monday night call.
Right.
So I think that they should do something about this. I think, the stars are aligning. And consider the optics here. Here you have the federal, the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, and all her cohorts protecting these pedophiles while the New York Police Department has an investigation going on and wants to arrest these people. You know, the most vulnerable members of the society, and they're not getting any help.
No.
Yeah, that's all I have to say on that.
No, but the other thing is I know that the New York Police Department has really suffered a lot of pushback for doing it, and you know, a lot of people have been assassinated over trying to investigate it at all. You know. As soon as anybody really tries to go after it, they're gone.
Right.
Kevin Annett is really somebody very protected. I mean, he just keeps going and going and going, and, you know, I know they've tried to assassinate him, but he's really protected, and they tried to assassinate his character and everything. That didn't work either.
Who was that you're talking about?
Kevin Annett, he is the excommunicated Jesuit priest from the early 90s who took over kind of a rural church in British Columbia, and he wanted to know why there weren't any Native people going to the church, and they just got really vague. They would just say, "Oh, we leave them alone; they leave us alone." So then he just started going to their villages and talking to them, and he got them to come to the church. Well, once he did that, they started explaining the regional schools that they were forced to go to, where they were taken from their families, their land was stolen. And the kids that survived the regional schools watched their brothers and sisters and friends be murdered by the nuns and the priests. And only 50% of them survived any of those schools. And so he has documented everything. He's so good at what he's done. Secure in what he does, that he actually keeps all his really important documents. He keeps them on himself all the time. He sleeps with them, and he also moves around a lot because they can't know where he is. You never know where he is, and so he has been digging up the bones at these schools. He is indicted. He does the international common law. I think it's the International Tribunal Common Law Court, and he's been teaching common law as well. He just thinks his opinion about what we're doing he didn't think it'll work. You just have to have your own court, because trying to take over the, you know, the current system and use their buildings, he thinks that's a, you know, a, not a a viable pursuit. But, you know, that's, you know, he has his opinions, and he's, but he's got them all. He's got arrest warrants. He's got indictments. He did his own, you know, thing. And this has been going on for years and years, but he's had a, he hasn't been able to actually arrest them, but he's definitely exposed them. They've been exposed and exposed and exposed by what he's been doing. So, and they've also caught, some of the authorities have caught people in the middle of these rituals and rescued the children and arrested the people.
Well, that's the thing about this, the New York Police Department, is that they actually have the authority to do that. That could be the enforcement mechanism. I don't really think that the NLA has to get too involved in here any more than just to teach them about the grand jury process and
right.
And what their rights are in this.
Right. I think you're right.
Did you ever see the movie Spotlight?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that, you know, these pedophile rings are all over the place.
No, I know. It's worldwide.
Right, right.
Yeah, and that's the other thing that we can keep our eye open to and be aware that, I've said this before and I'll say it probably more, but that the Scotland Yard over there in England, what I've read is they've got boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes of evidence of this going on in England that they've never been able to bring forward either. So, I mean, the internationality of it, I think that's an important piece of really, you know, cracking down on people and getting them prosecuted for it. That's just my gut feeling, though.
Yeah, well, I think it's happening. I mean, it's never, you know, been exposed to this extent. I mean, a lot of us, you know, a lot of us conspiracy people, we've known about this kind of stuff for years and years and years, but it was so unfathomable to most people. They just couldn't comprehend it until now. You know, because one of the things that really protected the cabal was the stuff they were doing was so unbelievable, nobody believed it. So that was their protection.
Yeah,
that is
true. You know, these people, they're in denial. They can't get their mind around the fact that the people who lead the government are a bunch of corrupt pedophiles.
I know. Because they pay their taxes, you know. I mean, they're just like, they've been paying these people to do all this crap.
They got a big dose of reality, and hopefully this will go viral, because it was pretty much kept under wraps until the Comet shooting. And you know, and I can't believe all these talking heads, these anchormen, and they always start off saying that this has no merit, but they don't even investigate it, you know. Like
no, they just say that. That's all they say.
I know.
And then they say, "Experts say this." Who? What experts?
Right.
You know. So the other thing is about. So are you saying that? I think the pizza shooter, that incident probably backfired big time, because one of the things that I noticed is all these the mainstream media news that was reporting on it had to cut the comments off, because the comments were all talking about how true the Pizzagate thing is, and they're like, oh, we're going to cut it off now.
Well, they did the thing with Reddit. They said there's too much discussion, too much on Twitter, you know, they're calling it fake news, and we're going to stop it. No more fake news. But, of course, we all know who the real fake news is, the mainstream
news. Right, exactly. And Ron Paul listed them.
Yeah, and they said they're going to close President-elect Trump's Twitter account, too.
Who did?
The Twitter? Mainstream media.
Mainstream media, so how can they shut down somebody's Twitter account? You mean Twitter?
They don't want to do that. I don't know, but they said that either he should. There was some big thing. I did hear that while I was sleeping and waking up a couple times today. I had the radio on, and they said they either want to, they're trying to, or they want to shut his Twitter account off.
And why would that even be? He's supposed to be the president of the United States, and Twitter's going to cut him off.
They don't like what he's doing.
What is he doing? I guess I don't read his tweets.
Well, he's kind of messing with them, I think, you know.
Oh, right.
I'll listen to it better. But they remind me of what's happening now. You know when you have a little baby that's still in diapers, but they can toddle around and they poop their diaper, and then they run through the room, and everybody can smell the stink behind them, but they don't know they stink because they're running forward. That's how these people remind me. They're leaving their stink behind them. They don't realize that everybody can smell them now.
Right. Yeah, I know.
You know what's also got him pissed off is the fact that General Kelly, the political appointee for national security, and with either him and or his son have jumped on the Pizzagate bandwagon. And what they did is that his son was actually on the transition team and had a transition team email address. And they said, well, you know, we're cutting him off because, you know, he's spreading these rumors, you know, supposedly.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, these rumors are being supported by General Kelly and his son, and I'm sure other people in the administration. So it's going to be very interesting when he...
Oh, that was General Clark, isn't it? Isn't it Wesley Clark?
No, Wesley Clark was a stand-in for Hillary Clinton. He's no good. He's a bum. But Kelly, General Kelly, was appointed... No, wait a minute, not Kelly. Kelly, I think, was the one who got the Homeland Security thing today. I keep getting these, now there's three generals at the top of the administration, and I forget what this one's name is.
Is it Flynn?
Flynn, that's it. Flynn and his son were spreading a lot of this stuff, but they don't talk about it. They just said, well, his son is no longer part of the transition team.
Really?
Right.
Huh. What do you mean? Trump did that, or somebody else did that?
No, it wasn't Trump himself. It was General Flynn's son, who is he's got some kind of position underneath his father, and they basically what they did. Now he was also on Trump's transition team. And so they said, oh, well, because of what he supposedly did with regard to Pizzagate and spreading this information, is that they cut him off, okay? And they said he's no longer on the transition team. And I don't know whether or not at this point he has an official or semi-official position with his father. But given the fact that Donald Trump was supporting this recount effort, after basically saying that he wasn't going to go after Hillary Clinton, I think he might be reconsidering it. And I think
because she is like really trying to make his life miserable.
Right. And by the way, the recount thing is also fizzling out. There's no there.
They just keep doing the same thing that's worked for 50 years, not realizing that the table's turned already.
Well, I think Hillary Clinton is being eaten up by bitterness at this point because she knows this was her last shot.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she's going to run against him in 2020.
Well, did you see her the other day? She looked horrible.
I know.
I heard she wants to run for mayor of New York. That's what I heard.
I think she's kind of done.
Yeah, so do
I. I don't think
anybody, they can't fake it enough to get her to get in any position.
Let's hope not.
And the other thing is I don't know if you've heard this, but the illness she has is called Corfu. Have you heard of it?
I haven't.
Okay. It is from... it's horrible.
It's from what she does with child,
you know, eating people. From cannibalism.
I heard that, too.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. I think it's like
a form of mad cow for humans.
Right,
you know,
right.
Because the mad cow is from cows eating each other.
Oh, my God.
You know, and so I think it's the same thing, and they call it Corfu. That's what
right.
she has. And that the symptoms of it is what she's got.
Yes. And it comes from eating your own.
Yeah.
That is sickening. Bullet. Gives you the willies.
Well, you know, you just think about that weird energy. Gosh, I mean... there's a price to pay for doing that kind of stuff.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we'll just get a little entertained. I mean, it's all so serious, it's hard to be entertained. But if you disconnect mentally from what they've been doing and just watch what they're doing now, this running around trying to keep pulling false flags and stuff, they're so out of touch, they don't even realize that the whole momentum of everything has shifted, and now they're just on stage playing out for us all what they've been doing under the guise of a lie. I'm starting to get a teeny bit entertained with them.
Well, have you noticed that their false flags aren't really even panning out? I mean, they're just kind of turning into duds, like that kid that his parents caught him because he was acting really weird, and they followed him to school, and he had taken some guns out of their case or something, and they got him. He shot a hole in the ceiling. That's it. And, you know, so that got thwarted. And then this pizza guy, I know that was staged, that they actually you know, just filmed it. The security camera that was normally facing the pizza place, they turned it around in some other direction while they were filming this fake thing that they were doing. But the kid that went to school, he was just mind controlled to do that. And the parents noticed that he wasn't acting like himself. And so there's that. And then, you know, I don't know if you remember this one, but I remember in the summer in D.C., I'm not sure which airport it was, but anyway, they were looking for a shooter, and the cops were running around the airport for hours, and there was nobody. Because that actor probably didn't show up.
For Pete's sake.
You know what I mean? So it sort of turned in, these things have turned into cartoons.
Yes, there it is. That's it. It is. It's getting cartoonish watching them. It's too serious to be really actually funny, but it's pathetic.
Well, it's getting on the hour, so thanks, everybody, for adding your intel.